This is Ikue Ikue Updates. Kama mbaya, mbaya.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Daktari, how are you?
I'm fine.
Mimi naitwa Edu, Ikue Ikue.
Okay.
Nafuatilia hii story ya Tony,
Alright.
Jana ulikuwa na yeye ukiwasaidia first aid kiasi?
Yes, yes.
How bad was it?
Okay, where are you actually?
I'm in Bungoma town.
So you're not in a position you can meet,
huh? Oh, wewe uko Kimilili, uko na hospitali Kimilili?
Sina hospitali, but I am in Kimilili.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So,
yeah, okay. So if you mind, what would you like to know?
For? I just wanted to know how bad he was and what was the reception like at the sub-county hospital.
All right.
Yes.
You are who to him, Tony?
I'm the guy who published the news after he passed on. I talked to Eston.
Okay.
I also talked to Sadi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the so you are a news person.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay. Mm. So anyway, yeah. Actually, I was actually in the house. Now they are neighbors. Yeah.
Mm.
And then it was, I can't remember actually the time, it was around 8 up or something. Mm-hmm. I can't really get the time. But at that time,
yes,
the neighbors, the Zirani came knocking on my door and telling me that, oh, Nani is not breathing. So he's not actually like he's, okay, Kwaxwaili, you know, the Kwaxwaili, the layman's language.
Kama mbaya, mbaya.
And then I rushed there to see actually what was actually going on. And when I was just going to it's not actually just a few meters. So when I was just going to see him, they were bringing him out of the house.
Okay.
They were ready to take him to the vehicle,
to
put him in the vehicle and take him to the nearest hospital. So for me, what I did was I went, I looked at him, he was not responsive. No, when you see a person not responsive, which means he was not even gasping, was not, at least, gasping, so that one will make me do suspicion and I see actually this is, we are working on something.
Okay.
I can get something out of it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But on his case, he was not gasping. Gasping is whereby somebody is grasping air, trying to, you know, trying to get breath and trying to hold on life.
Yes.
But that was not the case. He was not responsive.
Mm.
So for me, I started giving a first aid and I started giving the resuscitation.
Yes.
I started resuscitating him, hoping that is something that he can do. As I tell them, okay, put him in the vehicle. They were already putting the vehicle now, telling them, you know, everybody was confused around. And I briefly ran to the house, got my this that thing, yeah, block of domo. And then I tried myself and come, you hurry up, let's go to the hospital.
Yes.
So as we are heading to the hospital, I continue doing my session. Kufika Australia, we got the stretcher to come back to come to visa kwa emergency room. Now the reception in the emergency room was not like the one which I was expecting, because I was expecting people to take over and start doing 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
But by the reception, not that. And also things to do with that, as I try to explain, is that the emergency room is not actually fit to deal with the emergency. I will not actually blame the personnel as per se, although the reaction was poor, but also I cannot like blame overall that what they did was this. Because one thing is, even if there could be, there are two things, even if there could be instruments and everything in the hospital or emergency room, the outcome could be the same. Not even do anything.
Kama mbaya, mbaya.
Or if those equipment could be there, we could have done something and maybe could be there. So it is what if? So, and McHugh was not responsive from the word go. You know, asthmatic attack, it just like 5 minutes. Mm. So it was not long, but still 5 minutes is very long for such cases.
Mm.
It's like if you can say you block your mouth and your nose for 1 minute.
Mm.
You see? Yes. 1 minute, just 1 minute. Can you can't.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of people can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yes. So, can you now put it in that timeline, like 5 minutes or more, because it could be more minutes. So that outcome is at the moment the known when, because I was actually one of like the friends and the neighbor, I could also be affected according to my judgment also, because I had some link with him.
Mm.
So what was supposed to happen was the all information will have come from the attending medical personnel in the facility.
Mm.
Also, for my case, I'll just say it was just the response and the equipment, and it was actually not equipped to deal with the emergencies. That is what I'll put it on.
Oh, okay.
On the other side.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Or if, in any case, probably I'm just saying is he was not in a position. It was not like this thing. There's a time I tell you, no. Mm. They didn't do actually anything. We could have saved him. But I can't say that for now, because from the time I put him in the vehicle at the time in the Pikauko, before it was a losing war. It was a losing war.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So, yeah. So at least that one is what I can say in that case at the moment.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, but would you say authoritatively that you arrived at the hospital when he was not dead, or?
I can't say that because I didn't have anything to measure.
No, you could
tell me.
Okay.
That actually there are pulse. Although when I started doing the resuscitation, we were in an environment that I could not do any. When I checked, I tried to check, but I couldn't find, but that was wasting time.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So when I saw him, they were carrying him, they were putting him there, and the vehicle is small.
Mm.
So it was kind of chaotic.
Mm-mm.
So so I couldn't feel the pulse initially, and that's not a good sign, of course, which will initiate resuscitation.
Mm.
And then I tried to do the resuscitation as the car was moving and everything, reached the hospital, put in a stretcher, and we were in the hospital. The hospital, when I was still doing the resuscitation, the attending medic came, checked the pulse, but himself could not hear the pulse.
Mm.
And they could not listen to the pulse through the stethoscope. So those are the events. So I can't say that actually, because I told you initially, when they called me, from the time they called me in the house and the time I saw him, if he was gasping, then I'll put blame where it's supposed to be.
Come on, mbaya.
Yeah. I'll say no. When he reached this facility, this person was gasping.
Mm.
Gasping is a very bad sign. Needs, but the person is trying to grasp air and is not responsive. But you can see there are some movement this person is doing. Okay, but for him was totally lifeless.
Oh, okay.
So the only thing that was supposed to help us was the pulse.
Uh-huh.
But even with the absence of the pulse, we can do the resuscitation.
Mm.
We can have the what I said, the monitor. There's a monitor that usually shows us at least there's some pulse, at least there's some beats.
Yes.
Showing on the monitor.
Mm.
But if that was going to be the case, then at least it will have removed some doubt. They'll tell us, no. You see, actually, there are no, the vitals, the machines are telling us there are nothing, there's no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we're going to do is we're just trying to do our best, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because other instruments that you're talking about, we do not have, there's things that like that thing that usually shock, you understand it, huh? To at least bring out life, restart the heart, nothing. Just, there were nowhere to be seen and everything. So, from that point, I'll say, something you can say it was losing war or something. So yeah, something like that.
It was a losing battle. So now,
But the doctor,
at least there was a doctor who saw him. Because, you know, the family, the brother says that there was no doctor, you know.
Okay, there's something also. Now, there's just something also. Let me put it this way.
Yes.
The person who came to attend to the patient, I could not ascertain that if he was a medic or not. Because he was in plain clothes. No, you cannot know. I don't know if somebody who is just coming, he's a watchman, so that's something. So for me, when he came with the stethoscope, yeah, maybe I thought, yeah, he's a medic.
He's a medic, okay.
That's something. So that's something I'll say, I stop from that. But yeah, I can see like that. And then there's something that the authority was probably like was left on me to like to deal with the client, because even breaking news to them that we are not actually we have lost him, it was left on me, and I'm actually not supposed to be there.
Kama mbaya.
Because at the many time I say, okay, can we wait? I tell, I don't know, it's just, even if you are there, you'll just see actually where nothing is happening. So when you come to me and tell me, okay, what's actually happening, and you know, now at that particular point, I am with them, I'm on their side, and they're asking answers from me.
Yes.
You know, it forces me at one time to say, oh, okay, now we can't do anything.
This is the
which
position.
Was not supposed to be my position to that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a position to people, because from there, I don't know the facility. I don't know where the items are. I don't know where their procedure is.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are some of the challenges which were there, actually. Yeah, and actually the medic, I can't tell, because when I entered, they came in, and yeah, probably the response time was poor. I'll put it that way. The response time was poor. Although we could not say, okay, but even such, if you get a lifeless body, we don't just stop. We don't just assume. We just don't, we try and do what's supposed to be done, resuscitate, and then now we call it. So that was actually I'll say that's how it was.
This is Ikue Updates. Kama mbaya.
Pole sana, daktari.
Yes.
So I didn't get your name?
Stephen Mulindi. Yes.
You work in
No. I still hold a license to practice, but I'm doing my own business.
Or private.
Private? No, not actually private medical, but I'm doing a private in financial institution. I'm a microfinance. I have my own microfinance that I'm working. I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably, and also that's another thing is that maybe my practice is a little bit, because it's been more than a year, I'd say, I was working in hospital, although of course the knowledge is there. So there's that thing that I was saying, that actually I felt the pulse, which actually tried to explain to them, okay, I could be affected like the clan, because he's my neighbor, he's my friend.
Yes.
So, you know, like at that particular time, my judgment could be clouded because I didn't want to believe. You get my point?
Yes.
Yeah, so I just want to say that should not be used against them at that particular point. Because at that particular point, if I was actually there, and that's the reason why we usually say, if I'm actually a medic and my family came to hospital, I don't work with them, especially if they are in serious condition. Me as a medical, even if I'm senior, I have to move out because I'll be clouded.
Kuanzia leo, ikue hivyo, na ikue.